Hello and welcome to Saw Sound special coverage from Leicester's Riverside Festival 2026. Over the course of the weekend, reporter Estelle Kieber has been out across Bede Park, Castle Gardens and Western Boulevard, meeting the people who make this festival what it is. From community groups and charities to artists, performers, traders and visitors, we've been gathering voices from across the city.
Good morning. And so can you tell me, first of all, what's your name and the name of the company that you're here representing?
Hi, I'm Mandeep and I'm here with Bright Sparks. We're here making a paper flower today, adding to the garden wall. So come along and come and create a paper flower with us and help grow our garden wall.
And whereabouts will the garden wall be positioned after today when people have come along? You don't know?
I don't know.
So today, what can people come along and make? What exactly is it that you're doing here today?
So we're actually crafting a paper flower. So we're working with different materials and crepe paper to construct a flower from crepe paper. And you'll be given guidance throughout in little small groups, and then you'll add it to the wall at the end of it. So hopefully it grows. By the end of the day, we'll have a lovely blooming garden wall.
Wonderful. And how was yesterday for you guys?
Yeah, it was good considering the weather was playing up and down. But it was good fun. We had lots of people and it was good.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know if I've stopped it. So let's stop by, what's your name?
My name's Bridge.
And what are you most looking forward to today at Riverside Festival?
Today I'm looking forward to the good weather compared to yesterday, and I'm going to be DJing just over there.
Fabulous. So you were here yesterday as well. What was the highlight of your day yesterday?
The highlight of my day was Smoothie Crew, and it was really good.
And what would you say to anybody that is thinking about coming along to Riverside Festival?
Oh, definitely come down. There's loads of stalls. There's loads of food stalls. There's loads of stalls with art and stuff like that, especially Bright Sparks Arts, who work with people with mental health. And they're really, really good. I'm looking forward to enjoying the weather in the park and all the different stalls that are here.
Morning, Sal. Are you all right? No, it's all right, I'm being interviewed.
Good morning. So, let's try again, okay. Tell us your name and who are you here representing?
My name's Tim Sayers. I'm one of the Arts and Mental Health Coordinators at Leicestershire Partnership NHS Trust. And I'm also part of the Bright Sparks community, Bright Sparks Arts and Mental Health, CIM. So we're running this mini festival here, a creative health it's called. So we've got loads of different things going on, and the important thing for us is it means we can have the mental health community here and they feel safe and they're fine. And the same with the deaf community, they've joined in with our activities today.
And what was the highlight for you yesterday? Obviously today is going to be the second day of the festival, so what was the highlight for you yesterday?
My highlight yesterday was I did what I call it's Tim's Music Takeaway, and I give out a menu of songs to the audience. They pick a song. They hopefully come up and sing it on stage while I play by guitar. And it was brilliant. It was brilliant yesterday. I had some wonderful performers, including someone who actually managed to make me cry, which is wonderful. And she sang Make You Feel My Love, old Bob Dylan number, and it was beautiful. It really was.
And why is this so important? You've mentioned that there are lots of people here supporting mental health. There are people here that are suffering with mental health. So talk to me about why this is so important for you guys as a community and as a organisation. Why is Riverside important?
It's important for us because it's wonderful the council give us this space and support us, and that so many of the people who come here with us from the mental health community wouldn't come to the Riverside Festival otherwise because of their mental health conditions, mainly kind of associated anxiety, and I think you'd call it social exclusion. And I suspect the same with the deaf community, that if there wasn't BSL interpreters and so on, they quite possibly wouldn't be involved with the Riverside Festival. So it's wonderful. We even had inpatients here yesterday, which was great, and one or two of them performing.
And where can people find out more about what you guys do?
I've got the programme here in my hand. You come and find us on the... what? Where are we? The Castle Gardens. You come and find us, the Holiday Inn end, the Castle Gardens. And then look out for any one of us and just say, where's the programme of what you're doing? And then we've got these lovely cards with all the activities going on. Do you want me to run through some of them?
How about, aside from today, where can people find out more about the services that you guys are involved in and the resources that you offer?
I suspect you come here today and then you've got, you get one of these cards and it's got www.brightsparksarts.uk on there. I should know. I suspect that's our website. That's a website, isn't it? And there might even be a weird code you can scan somewhere. What's that called?
A QR code.
That's it, a QR code. Don't take a photograph of it. Scan it.
Scan the code. Yeah. There we go. Fabulous.
Let's start by, if you tell me your name and the name of the organisation.
Yeah, my name is Rob Banner. I'm Trustee Director of ProstAid. We're a prostate cancer charity that works in Leicestershire, Rutland, Northamptonshire. And what do? We support four nurses, that's specialist prostate cancer nurses in Leicester, and one in Northampton. And we have six support groups, but locally we have a support group in Birstall that meets on the third Wednesday of every month. One in works in the Craddock pub in Knighton on the, that's the third Wednesday. And then we have another support group over at Melton Mowbray, then one at Stamford and one at Northampton, and an African Caribbean. And what we do, we aim to improve men's lives, obviously, when they get prostate cancer. And remember that Leicester's got the highest incident in the UK, 48, I repeat that, 48 diagnosed every week. The national average, according to Cancer Research UK figures, is 9. So we've got a hell of a lot of more men. And so we help them get their mind around it, and so they can meet other people, talk to buddies who've been there before, either man-to-man or couple-to-couple. These support groups are tremendously popular. We get, obviously, with partners, we can get up to 90 or more at one monthly meeting. Today we're doing a dragon boat race to raise money for prostate cancer. And we'll start at 1 o'clock and come down to the Riverside Festival at Castle Gardens and come and enjoy it.
So, what's your name?
My name's Chris.
And what brings you to Riverside Festival today?
Well, my wife's rugby team are on the Dragon Boat, so we're here as their support network.
I love that. And what are you most looking forward to today?
Hopefully one of them falling in. It'd be hilarious, because I want to see them walk back to the car park soaking wet.
Okay, so that's definitely going to make some good social media content.
For sure.
So what is the one thing that you would say to anybody else that is thinking about coming down to Riverside?
Get down here. Weather's good. There's loads of food, loads of drink, loads of happy people. Yeah, get yourself down here and have some fun.
Okay, so tell me, who are you and what do?
I'm Charlotte O'Byrne and I give people period pants.
So talk to me about what you are doing here at Riverside Festival.
So we are holding a stall where we're giving away pants, period pants, period swimwear, period gym wear to passers-by, people visiting the festival.
And who would you say is your target audience? Who do you want over here at the stall?
Anybody who has a period or love somebody who has a period.
And what sort of things can they get access to through Freedom for Girls?
So, first and foremost, it's period products. So, we've got disposables, we've got reusables. One thing that we're trying to really push here is what we call Make the Switch, where we're encouraging people to try and stop using disposables in favour of reusables, which is why we give them away for free. But also education, anything to do with sort of like periods and women's health or whatever, that's what they can get from us. We've got menstrual cups, we've got everything, all the things.
All the things.
All the things.
And why is Riverside Festival an important festival for organisations like Freedom for Girls?
Firstly, it's really busy, you know, kind of, it's regular, people know Riverside Festival in Leicester. Loads of people pass through. We were really busy yesterday, hoping for another really busy day today. Having the opportunity to be somewhere where we know that lots of people are going to be drawn to is really important for like getting out the charity, what we do, telling people about us, telling people where they can come to find us when we're not here, because we're in the Haymarket otherwise. So every Friday from 10 till 2, people can drop in and get products. So being visible, letting people know, that's really important for us.
And aside from at the Haymarket in a physical presence, where can people find out more about what you do in the online space?
So it's Freedom for Girls on all social platforms. And the word, it's Freedom, 4, Girls, all one word, on Instagram. Just stick UK on the end.
Perfect. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
So, first of all, let's start with your name and who you're here representing today.
I'm Matthew. I'm with Visit Leicester. So we're promoting the city, but also the festival itself as well.
Okay, and what has been your highlight so far at the festival?
Seeing the amount of people that are here. It's the second time I've done the festival, and it's always so pleasing to see how many people turn out for it. Also the smell of the food as well, I have to say.
And so far, you've obviously seen a lot of people. What would you say are some of the highlights that people are talking about that are going on right now around Leicester?
Kind of all the different events that happen. There's always so much going on. We've got obviously Riverside today, but we've got Summer in the Square coming up. So that'll be kind of to do with the World Cup. There's just always something going on in the city, so yeah, it's really good to see.
And where can people find out more about what is going on in Leicester?
So if you want a kind of in-person place to go, then the Visit Leicester Tourist Information Centre at the Richard Third Visitor Centre is the best place to go. But there's loads of stuff online, so Visit Leicester's got its own website. But there's also loads of other little things like Independent Leicester, which really does a really good job of promoting all the independent places. There's Discover Leicester as well. So that's particularly on Instagram, I think. But I think they're on Facebook as well. But there's loads of different things to search out there and find out about all the great things that go on in the city.
And why is Riverside so important to Leicester?
I think because it's been going on for such a long time now. But it's also, I'd say, like, the city loves a celebration, and it's one of the best ones, I think, particularly when the weather's nice. But even when it isn't, you know, it's a great chance to kind of get out and about and enjoy this lovely area as well, Castle Gardens and Western Boulevard and kind of the De Montfort University campus. Really nice part of the city as well, so...
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Riverside Festival brings together thousands of people each year, and in this programme we'll hear from organisations working in health, well-being, education, heritage and community support, alongside some of the many people enjoying the festival atmosphere. It's a snapshot of the conversations, ideas and experiences that help shape life in Leicester.
No pressure.
I don't feel pressure.
No? Okay, that's good. Okay, so let's start with, what's your name?
Damien.
And what has brought you to Riverside Festival today? What are you most excited about?
I come every year, or Saturday or Sunday.
And in comparison to the last time that you visited, what is different this time? What are you looking forward to?
It seems pretty similar, but apart from the bands at the start of the park. But yeah, I've not seen down there yet, so I'll make my decision, yeah. There's a lot of craft here, which is nice.
And what do you think of the event as a whole? Why do you think this is important for Leicester?
Well, we need nice things in life, don't we? We need to be nice to people, so it's just nice people being nice, isn't it, really?
I love that. So it's a good community feel event.
It is, yeah. Everyone's nice, and I've got now a sticker put on by my wife, so thank you.
Thank you so much.
You take care now. Bye.
Okay, so let's start with your names.
Z, I'm Corn.
And what brings you to Riverside Festival today?
Oh, we actually didn't know about it. We were walking to the Queen Elizabeth Gym and we saw this happening today.
And what was it that stood out? Aside from the millions of people, what made you stop?
I don't know. It's just
decoration. I think it looked quite interesting. Yeah, that, like anything around. Yeah. Yeah. I'm quite interested in this dragon boat racing.
The dragon boat racing is one of the things that you're interested in going to watch.
Yeah, it is.
And what do you think is, why do you think this is important for Leicester, events like this?
I mean, obviously we need some kind of festivities in the city and to kind of promote what kind of societies are around. We rarely get to know about societies in Leicester, to be honest. We're not students anymore, sadly, so we don't really get to see these things. It's good to see all these initiatives going on.
And aside from the dragon boat race, what are you guys going to be hanging around and looking forward to for the rest of the day?
The reason we're looking at this map is because we don't know what's happening. So we're just trying to figure out what's around.
So many things to do and so little time.
True.
That's
true.
Correct, yeah.
Thank you. I say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
So, tell me your names.
I'm Sue.
I'm Jen.
And what brings you to Riverside Festival today?
We've seen it advertised and thought, come down, listen to a bit of music and have some food.
Yeah, the music and the food and just that we were just saying earlier, weren't we, how we like that this actually is put on for families and people to come down and it's free and everyone's having a nice time.
And is this the first time that you guys have been to Riverside Festival?
Yeah, this is my first time. I don't know about you.
Not for me, no. I come most years, so yeah, I really enjoy it.
So for somebody who is coming for the first time, what advice would you give?
Comfy shoes, because there's a lot to walk around and look at, and yeah, just enjoy the day. Just try and have a look at everything and yeah, get involved.
And what are you most looking forward to for the rest of the day?
Just listening to the bands that are going around and street food.
Okay, so let's start with your name.
Hi, my name is Benny.
And what brings you to Riverside Festival today?
Just the public, just the vibe. It's really beautiful. It's really sunny out here. And we love the music. We love the crafts here.
And what has been the best thing that you have seen so far since you've been here today?
So we've just been here, but then we are looking forward for the dragon boat racing. And we would love to see that. We're just waiting for that now.
Okay, so let's start with, what are your names?
I'm Sam. And I'm Queen.
And tell me a little bit more about what you're doing here at Riverside Festival today.
So we are from the Dimond Fortey University, SDG Hub. We are promoting sustainable development, especially focusing on young children right now.
Yeah, right now. So we're just here to just encourage them to actually take a picture with our bird right now, the love-shaped bird, actually. So that's a stand over there. Lots of amazing games for the kids to encourage them to just talk about sustainability and how to, like, better our living, actually. Yeah.
For the future.
Yeah.
And where can people find out more about you? Aside from being here at the event today, where can people find out more about what you guys are doing?
You go on our page, well, Instagram, actually, and LinkedIn. The Montfort University, yeah, basically, yeah.
Hub.
Exactly.
Fabulous.
Yeah, thank you.
Tell me your name and who you're here representing today.
So my name's Amber and I'm here with the University of Leicester's Archaeological Services.
And why is it important for you guys to be here at Riverside Festival today?
So it's incredibly important for us to be here because we're providing sort of the archaeological evidence and trying to tell the history of the city and really just engage with the local community about our heritage here.
And tell me about a few of the things that we have here on display today. What sort of things can people expect when they come over to find you guys?
So on our stall in particular, we've got a few different activities. So we're starting out with our handling collection, and we're actually categorising some of the different types of archaeological finds that we've got, as well as thinking about what kind of specialists are actually going to be analysing them. Then as we move across the table, we've actually got some of our environmental samples. So we're not just excavating artefacts themselves, we're taking buckets of mud back to the lab, and then we'll be able to find things like plant remains to learn about ancient diets. And then finally, we're looking at curse tablets. And we've actually been incredibly lucky in Leicester to find two of these. And we've got my favourite, which is the Savandus curse tablet, where he's had his cloak stolen and has a list of 17 possible suspects that he's hoping that the gods are going to deal justice to on his behalf.
And how has the festival been for you guys for the last 2 days?
So it's been an incredible experience getting to really engage with members of the public and share the history with everyone involved.
So first of all, tell me your name and the name of your business.
My name is Anne and my business is Harker's Fudge.
And is this your first time at Riverside?
No, I've been coming here now for about 8-9 years. So I'm a regular and I get regular customers come back.
And what would you say has been the highlight of Riverside this year?
I think the people that have come out have been really friendly this time, especially considering the what sort of year we're having financially. To see a lot of people come out and enjoying such a free festival, that's what it's all about. It's free, they're laughing and joking. Top back.
Okay, and we're obviously on radio, but I am stood here right now in front of a stand full of the most delicious looking fudge. So tell me, what has been the best selling flavour of fudge this year at Riverside?
Normally the plain creamy one, which I make with double cream and proper vanilla, so it is the top notch one. But also this year it's my millionaire's chocolate and my salted caramel. And my personal favourite is licorice. Tastes like your old fashioned blackjack, you can't beat that.
And for those people that want to find you out online, where can they find you? Do you have a website, social media?
I have a website and I have a Facebook page. It's www.harkersfudge.com or Harkers Fudge on Facebook.
Flowers attract hungry critters. Some critters are beautiful. Some are menacing. But they all lift off of wild herb. That makes them herbivores.
So tell me your name and the business that you're here representing.
My name is Niraj J. Palmer and I'm here on behalf of Lote Studio. We sell crafted artworks, clothing and original pieces.
And how has the festival been for you so far over the last 2 days?
It's been okay. There's lots of people, which is nice to hear. Yesterday was a little rainy, but today the sun's come out. So hopefully, as the day goes on, everything will sure go well.
And tell me a little bit more about your products. These are all handmade. They look incredible. Tell me about what goes into making these.
Well, I've been doing art my whole life. So I guess my whole creation has been into this artwork that I've created and the essence of life, really. And that's how I feel.
And where can people find out more about your work?
They can find me on Lote Studio at Instagram. So that's LOTE.studio. There we go.
Tell me who you are in the business that you're representing.
My name's Amelia and I'm representing Winifred Moon Designs.
And how has Riverside Festival been for you so far?
It's been really, really good. Yeah, we've been doing it for 3 years now, so come back every year and it's really nice to come back and experience everything.
And what makes you want to come back to Riverside every year?
I think the people. I like talking to people. It's nice to, because I've got a shop now. So on the weekends, it's nice to do the markets and communicate with more people. We have returning customers as well, which is nice. It's nice to see them again and they buy more stuff. So it's nice to have a chat to them and have their experiences each year. So it's nice to see people and meet new people as well.
And what has been the highlight for you this year at Riverside?
Oh, I don't know. I think seeing the new customers again is definitely the highlight for me. It's nice that they've bought from us before and then they're coming back and buying more, and it's just gaining that customer relationship with people, which is nice to see. Yeah.
Awesome. And where can people find out more about what you offer?
So I've got an online, which is winifredmoondesigns.co.uk. I'm on Instagram, which is winifredmoon.designs, and then I've also got a shop at Nottingham University which sells small business stuff as well. So yeah.
From dragon boat races and live music to arts festivals, family attractions and community stalls, Riverside Festival offers something for people of all ages. Let's hear some of the voices Estelle collected across the weekend.
So tell me your name.
Fern.
And what do you think to this year's Riverside Festival?
It's lovely. We come every year. We always stop at the cheese stop. We've brought some cheese. I bought a lovely bohemian top for my holiday. Yeah, it's great. We've listened to the ukulele orchestra. That was wonderful.
And what would you say has been the highlight this year?
I don't know. We're yet to go into the fair, so the kids love the fair. We'll see.
And what's for the kids? What sort of things? You obviously come here every year. What sort of things do the kids enjoy? Obviously, you've been shopping. You've got some cheese. What are the kids enjoying?
Everything. They love the little trinkets, buying trinkets. Like I say, the fair. They just love the vibes. It's great.
And what would you say to anybody who is thinking about coming along to Riverside Festival?
Yeah, go for it. It's great. You don't have to spend any money if you don't want to. It's still a great day out.
Okay, so tell me your name.
I'm Norman Sarsfield. I lead the Corn Ukulele Orchestra, known as the Quo.
And what are you doing here today at Riverside Festival?
We've been invited by the festival just to come and play and entertain, and hopefully we will raise some funds for the three charities which we support, because we play for free, play for fun, and that's our main aim, to enjoy ourselves.
Okay, and who are the charities that you guys are supporting this year?
Well, we're supporting Steps from Shepshed, a little village, which looks after very gravely, seriously ill young children from birth. We're supporting Living Without Abuse, which is from Loughborough, and they look after the victims of domestic violence. And we're also helping Loros, the Leicester home for end-of-life care.
Absolutely fantastic causes. So how can people get involved? If they can't come along today, how can they donate?
Well, they can make donations by going to our website, which is thequo.org, or go to our Facebook page. We have a public Facebook page, and see the QR codes or the details of the bank to transfer monies. Each year we raise about £10,000 for the charities, and if you've got a spare £10,000 in your pocket, we'll take it today.
If I had it, you could have it. So what would you say to anybody that is thinking about coming along to Riverside Festival?
I think it's a wonderful event. We come every year and there's so much to see, so much variety. The craft, the food, the entertainment. It's just a wonderful event. All you need is a bit of sunshine.
So tell me your name.
My name is Hussein.
And is this the first year you've been to Riverside Festival?
Yeah, it is. First time.
And what made you come to Riverside?
I think it's a great opportunity to get out with the children, with the family, in a sort of family-orientated environment. I think it's great to see people from different backgrounds, different paths of life, different ethnicities come together, especially at a time when, you know, there's a lot of people trying to create, in my opinion, division. And it just goes to show, you know, as a community, we're stronger together than we are in sex, really.
And what are you most looking forward to at today's event?
I think just really being able to engage with others, give my children the opportunity to see, you know, how diversity is so, what's the word, productive. And like I said, it's not very, in day and age where everyone's just sort of working away, it's great to have opportunities like this to be able to get out with the family, spend quality time, and really enjoy what Leicester's got to offer.
So tell me your name and the name of your business.
My name's Sophie and our business is called Chilli Guys.
And is it your first year at Riverside?
No, we've done quite a few years. It's been really successful every time we've been.
And what makes you keep coming back to Riverside? What's so special?
The environment, the atmosphere, the people, our customers. We have regular loyal customers that are here, so it's quite nice, especially on campus as well.
And what would you say has been the highlight for you this year?
The weather and again the people. The people are what make it special, because we deliver to a whole load of bakeries, cafes, delis around Leicestershire, and when people we have sandwich vans. So when people see the chili in the flame, they know it's Chili Guy. So then when they see our store, they're like, yes, we know who you are. We're going to come get our samosas.
And where can people find out more about your delicious food aside from being here at Riverside Event today?
So on Instagram, we're down as Chili Guys, and on TikTok, Chili Guys as well.
So tell me your name.
My name is Lindsay.
And what are you here doing at Riverside today?
We were invited by the Leicester City Council as part of the Leicester Communities Together Zone, which brings together lots of exciting and helpful initiatives so that we can showcase to the local community what is on offer for them.
And tell me more about what you're doing with your project specifically.
So we have founded a platform called A Different Human Design, and we also run a podcast, which is A Different Podcast Official, and we are all about promoting acceptance and awareness around the neurodivergent labels, ADHD, autism, things like that, but we want to provide a fuller picture and a non-deficit approach on those things. So our podcast will go live every Wednesday, and that allows people to come on and gain immediate, instant access to support.
And aside from being here at the festival, where can people find out more about the resources that you have to offer?
So you can visit our website, which is busdifferent.com or adifferenthumandesign.co.uk. They both lead to the same site. And on there, we've got all the details of our podcast, our services. We offer therapy, we offer mentoring, but we've also got a selection of resources, a different guides that are our signature comic book style. And they talk you through ADHD, anxiety, basic five senses, topics like that, but in a way that's more manageable and digestible than the mainstream.
And finally, what has been the highlight for you at Riverside Festival 2026?
My highlight is definitely seeing the community out in force, coming together, spending time together, big smiles, you know, and just enjoying like everything that's on offer. It's made me feel really happy.
So tell me your name and who you are here representing.
I'm Keval Sachdev. I'm here representing two charities. One of them is South Asian Health Action, and the second one is Ekyam UK. South Asian Health Action is a health charity supporting people with any health conditions in Leicester, and Ekyam UK is a youth charity supporting anyone aged 8 to 24 with absolutely any type of issue at all.
So you will have seen many, many people pass by today. How needed do you feel your services are right now, and how important is it that you are here at Riverside Festival and sharing that message?
I don't want to be cliche, but these kind of services and community organizations, not just ours, I'll speak for all the community organizations that I'm aware of, there is so much demand for them at the moment. It just shows how much lack of support and services there are generally within our communities at the moment. I come from an area which you wouldn't consider deep in poverty, but it's not one of the posh estates either. It's the LE4 area, but if you were to walk around the LE4 area and try and find one service that has a place where young people can go, something similar to a youth club or anywhere they can relax or just at least be safe, then even I'd like to know about it, because I live in that area, I work in that area, and I still don't know anywhere where kids can just walk in and be safe within our area. And I think in the year 2026, we should be ashamed of ourselves, quite frankly.
And so why is Riverside so important? Obviously, you have a very important resource and community that you need to put out there. But why is it so important that we have this within Leicestershire?
Well, first of all, the location is central. So we find people coming from all different areas, a lot of people that we may not normally get a chance to connect with. So first of all, that's the biggest attraction for us. And secondly, the support we get from the other organisations that come here and have got their stalls here, gives us a chance to network, collaborate with them, reach our tentacles out there so that we can try and help more people within the city. And again, going back to your first question about how much these services are needed, that's what we find when we come here, that it's not just our specific area, but a lot of the areas have so many different needs.
And where can people find out more about what you guys are offering?
Very simple, social media. So for South Asian Health Action, it's under SAHA, which is S-A-H-A, or Ekyam UK, which is the youth charity, that's A-I-K-Y-A-M. It's a Sanskrit word for oneness, for unity, living in harmony, and that's our ethos, to try and bring everyone together. And more importantly, get people from our generation to support young people so they have a better future and a better planet to live on as well.
You're listening to Saw Sound's Riverside Festival special with reports from Estelle Kieber. So far, we've heard from organisations supporting community wellbeing, creative projects, local heritage. There are many different reasons people come to Riverside, but a common theme has been the opportunity to meet others, share experiences, and take part in community life.
Hi, so we are Risk Ready Communities. We're a community resilience programme delivering training, workshops, resources across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland, supporting communities to be risk ready for things like flooding, heat waves, utilities, outages. The programme's free. We offer lots of different training, lots of different content, and we're here to help everyone across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland to be risk ready.
And why is it so important for you to be here at Riverside Festival?
So it's been great to be here because we've had some really interesting conversations, and it's just about getting people to think about the small actions that they can take to be risk ready. Things like having an emergency kit in their home, just thinking about the things you might need if, when something happened. And we saw the other weekend with the really, really high temperatures, we had a heat wave in Leicester and the impacts that that brings. So it's really important to think ahead of time about the things we can do to be better prepared, to be risk ready for if, when these things happen.
And what has been your highlight at Riverside this year?
So we've had lots of people coming up and engaging with our emergency kit activity and our mapping your risk activity. And it's just been great to see that the sort of the penny drop, as it were, of people just going, oh, okay, this is something that I can do. It's easy to do. It's easy to get involved. I can do this for myself. I can do this for my household. So it's just getting people to sort of think a bit differently about risks, think about the things that they can do, and to really kind of engage with it. So, yeah, it's been great to see kind of lots of people engaging and kind of discovering those kind of activities. So, yeah.
And where can people find out more about the amazing work that you guys are doing?
So we have a webpage. You can find us through the LLR Prepared website. And we've also got a social media presence, so you can follow us with Risk Ready Communities. And also get in touch if you want to work with us directly, if you'd like to feature us in a newsletter. We're very happy to also come to events. So we are getting out and about across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. So watch this space. Hopefully you'll see us someplace soon.
And what would you say to anybody who is thinking about coming along to Riverside next year?
I think do it. It's been such a lovely event. It's been a really lovely atmosphere. Just a really lovely day to just wander, to see what Leicester and Leicestershire more broadly has to offer. Some amazing art, some amazing culture, some amazing activities, and just really lovely to see the city coming together in that kind of collective way. It's been a really beautiful couple of days, so yeah, very happy to have been here.
So tell me your name.
Hello, my name's Kirit Mistry.
And tell me a little bit about your initiative.
So we're here from South Asian Health Action. We're a patient care-led charity based in Leicester. And our focus today here at Riverside is really to try and get more awareness of cancer. And we're trying to recruit people from the community to become cancer connectors. They will go out there and help us raise awareness and tackle the stigma of cancer within the community.
And how have you found today's event?
It's been great. We've been seeing lots of footfall. At least the weather's been great, but the footfall has been great and the engagement has been amazing. And we've recruited a few people. So, as I said, cancer is a bit of a taboo subject, so we need to kind of have those conversations, and then we've done well. We've got a couple of people wanting to come and join us.
And what would you say to anybody who is thinking about coming along to Riverside? What can they expect?
Oh, you've got amazing, lots of amazing community stalls. We're here with Communities Together, which has been a great initiative to bring all the community organisations together. But if you're a foodie, there's lots of nice food to eat as well, and lovely activities to take part in.
And where can people find out more about your initiative?
Yeah, so if they can contact us on our website, which is www.sahauk.org, or WhatsApp 07940 516666.
So tell me who you are.
I'm Anish.
And what are you doing at Riverside today?
I was performing. I just got upset. I was doing rap and R&B.
I'm getting all excited. All right. So I actually had a chance to stand and listen. So tell me, why is Riverside so important for up and coming musicians like yourself?
I think it's just the culture, really. Like, I mean, I go uni here, so it was sick to see. Like, I've just finished my last exams, had a performance to wrap it up. It's a nice way to end the year off.
And Leicester gets a bit of a bad rap, but we have a lot of talent. So tell me, what can we be doing to showcase more of the amazing talent that we have here in Leicester?
I reckon just more events. More events for people to showcase their talent at.
And where can people find out more about you?
808 Anish on all platforms.
As we continue our journey around the festival site, we'll hear from more visitors, performers, traders and community organisations. Their stories reflect the diversity of interest, talent and initiatives that come together over one weekend to create one of Leicester's best known public events.
So tell me, who are you?
I am Keegan. I'm a third year Arts and Festivals Management student. So this is our third year sort of final project. So it's the last thing we ever do before we graduate, unless we go into a master's course. So what we do is we're cultural exchanges. Last year, we partnered with the City Council and the Riverside Festival. So we have our own stage here that's completely programmed, managed and ran by us, third year Arts and Festivals Management students. We've got help from some music tech students for the technical side of things. And we also have volunteers from younger years of people on our course. But this is basically what we have to do as part of our degree. It's a really nice way to sort of end the year as well. It feels like a big sort of celebration to see everything we've been working on for the last sort of 7 months come to fruition. We started planning this in October last year. So the fact that we're finally at June and it's here and it's running and it's going well is really helpful.
So what has been the highlight of the weekend for you guys?
I think, honestly, meeting everyone and putting like a name to the face. So, you know, we've been emailing these performers and these acts for so long and we don't actually know some of them. So being able to meet the people behind the emails and see their talent coming on stage, it's just been a real joy.
And where can people find out more about what you guys do here at DMU?
Well, obviously the DMU website would be helpful. Arts and Festivals itself, management has an Instagram. It's just Arts and Festivals Management, I believe, DMU. We, Cultural Exchanges, also have an Instagram, which is at Cultural Exchanges. So, yeah, I would say check it out.
And what would you say to anybody who is thinking about coming along to Riverside Festival next year?
I'd say there's just so much to do. It's so versatile and quite innovative. Like, everything, everywhere you walk through, there's something different. And, like, we try and program different things on our stage. I'm sure the main stage in Bede Park do the same. And there's so much to do for everyone of every age as well. We had a swing band earlier and that attracted a totally different audience to perhaps the rapper that's on stage now. There's food, there's drinks, there's activities for kids, there's activities for teenagers. I just think it's such a nice, versatile day for anyone that would want to come. I would say come and try and see, because there's probably something for everyone.
So let's start with your name.
My name's Ricky Joyce.
And what are you here at the festival for today, Ricky?
Selling some of my art and just putting it on display for people so that they can see it and hopefully fall in love with it.
And is it your first year at Riverside?
Oh no, I've been coming to Riverside for many years. I love it. It's brilliant.
And what makes it so special? Why do you keep coming back?
It's the atmosphere, the people and the community and just in general, just people, the buzz, the excitement, the music, the food. It's just brilliant. Every year I come back, yeah.
And what would you say to anybody who is thinking about coming along to Riverside next year?
I'd say bring your family, bring your kids, bring everybody and just have a great time and you can have a go on the kayaks, eat some food, enjoy the music. Yeah, it's just good vibes all around.
And where can people find out more about your incredible art?
You can go to my website, which is, I've forgotten the address now, Ricky Joyce. If you type Ricky Joyce into Google, Ricky Joyce Art, it'll come up on the first page, yeah.
Perfect.
Right.
Thank you.
Tell
me, who are you?
My name is Carly Hunt, and we are from Doncaster.
And tell me a bit about your business, Carly.
So my business is Belgian chocolate cookies in many different flavours. My new product this year was the stuffed cookies, which came in Mars, Lotus, Kinder Bueno. But we sold out of those yesterday because they were a big hit. And basically sweet treats, long licorice cables in many flavours, marshmallows on a stick covered in chocolate, brownies, tray bait, that sort of thing.
Okay, now I know this is for radio and I'm going to have to be really descriptive, but the best that I can do is this looks absolutely delicious. I don't know if I could describe every single thing. However, I wouldn't be able to pick a favourite. What would you say has been your best seller this year?
My best seller this year was definitely the stuffed cookies yesterday. The Kinder Bueno flavour sold out straight away. Then probably the Lotus Biscoff. The Big Muffins, they are always a hit. Just a bit of everything really, but the stuffed cookies were definitely a hit this time.
And what is the reason that you come to Riverside Festival? Of all the festivals, why is it important for you to be here at Riverside?
This one really has a good lot of footfall and it's always just a really good day. There's a stage for people to go and watch and a mixture of traders, and it's just a lovely day out for people. And they have a duck, I think they have a duck race as well, don't they? And that's a good thing for people to do. While I'm on air, I'd like to tell you about a young girl that came to me yesterday and bought a cookie from me. She sent me an email with a review about my cookies, and we read it in the van on the way here today, and it was the most beautiful review about this cookie. And she's been back to me today to see me, and on the way, it's my birthday today, so it absolutely made my day. And her name's Stacey, so I'd like to give a shout out to Stacey. And it just made my day, this review did. And then when she came back today to see me, I said, do you mind if I take a photo of you? And me and you put it on Facebook or TikTok or Instagram. And she said, yeah, I don't mind. That's lovely. The best cookie I've ever had. And it just made me day. So shout out to Stacey, and I hope I see her again.
We love happy customers. So what would you say to anybody who is thinking about coming along to Riverside next year?
Definitely come on down and have a day out with your family. There's Bede Park with all the fairground rides in, lots of nice food, lots of like good gifts and clothes stalls. It's a good mixture of street music, there's a mixture of everything. And yesterday there was a band going down the street as well, playing trumpets and singing. It's just a beautiful day out, it is.
And where can people find out more about your delicious creations?
So I'm on TikTok and it's Carly's Candy Creations. I'm also on Facebook with that name and Instagram.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
So let's start with your name.
Hiya, my name's Stacey and I am the business owner of Herbal Happiness and Handmade Delights.
And tell me, how has the festival been for you this weekend?
It has been absolutely amazing, buzzing with people, like so vibrant and so happy and just really, really good. Great weather, great crowds, and yeah, it's just been really lovely.
And what would you say the highlight has been this year?
The highlight has been meeting so many different people and spreading the herbal happiness love.
And where can people find out more about your wonderful herbal products?
We have a lovely website available, www.herbalhappiness.co.uk. You can find us on Instagram or on Facebook. Everything we make is plant-based and we create it to support people's well-being in a nice, natural way. So whether or not it be able to sort of like bring calm to your mind, body or your soul, we make our plant-based products to help everybody.
And what would you say to anybody who is thinking about coming along to Riverside next year?
Do it. It's absolutely amazing. The people are great. The atmosphere is absolutely fantastic. That's why we come, because it's just so nice to meet with lots of different people from so many different walks of life and just build a little community, really. It's beautiful, really, really lovely. And I'd recommend it for traders, visitors, and anybody who just wants to come down for a look, really. It's beautiful.
That brings us to the end of our special coverage from Leicester Riverside Festival 2026. Our thanks to everyone who took the time to speak with reporter Estelle Kieber, from community organisations and charities to artists, performers, traders and visitors. Their contribution reminds us that events like Riverside are built on participation, shared experiences, and the willingness of people to come together. From all of us at Soar Sound, thank you for listening.